Welcome.
I'm not singing.
That was singing.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to our final episode of the year.
Yeah, final episode of the year for 2020.
The year that
I'm just
was.
Trying to give a flashback to when we did our first episode, and we were like, the first episode ever.
Yeah, and we were all awkward.
And this is now episode 24.
And we're still awkward, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Still awkward.
Still don't know how to run a podcast. We just talk
and word vomit.
Upload.
Yeah. And hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With our minimal editing skills and
Yeah. And slightly dodgy level of volume.
Yeah.
Still intermittent microphone issues.
Yeah.
You know. We're glad you guys have stuck with us, and I don't know why.
What was I going to say? I want to go back and listen to our first episode again.
I did that.
I know you did recently, yeah. And I keep meaning to.
It's, to be honest, it's not like we've been doing it for ages, so it wasn't really too like, oh, such a flashback. But who knows, like, if we continue doing this.
Like, for a long time.
For a long time.
We might look back and be like, holy shit, what were we doing?
The first 50 episodes, cut them.
Yeah, there's some podcasts that do that.
Yeah, I know Last Podcast on the Left did that.
Same with the QAnon Anonymous podcast. You can't get their first, they call them like the Lost 7 or the Lost 8 episodes or something.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think it's because, like, as you get into the swing of it, you realize what the tone of the show is going to be.
Yeah.
And you get into like a...
Maybe you get like better sound equipment or whatever.
I mean, we could always just redo the first one. So
word for word.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like have someone, what's that word? Writing
yeah,
down.
Write them out.
They listen to it and then they write the words down for us.
I can't remember what the
word transcribe.
Is. Yes.
Transcribe them for us.
Yeah.
And then
we'll just re-say them, re-record them all.
Yeah.
How are you going, Chloe? Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I've got my celebratory drink for the end of the year.
Coca-Cola.
ASMR. Okay, that was really dumb. I'm sorry.
So if you listened to our episode last week, I'm pretty sure it was last week, a bunch of our chat at the beginning got cut off.
Yeah, so I'm going to be so upset if it happens to this one.
Yeah, I know. But there was one thing that Portia wanted to talk about really badly.
Yeah.
So we're bringing it up again.
Guys. If you're sad, if you're feeling, what's that song?
I don't know.
If you're feeling sad. Okay. Anyway, if you're feeling depressed or you're just in need of something like happy to boost some serotonin, go onto TikTok or go onto Instagram and find...
Good
find
job.
Puppy songs.
P-U. At puppy songs.
Yeah, at puppy songs. PuppySongs. For those who don't know how to spell puppy songs. It is... How do I explain it?
Just explain what it is.
It's basically an account where it's run by this guy who's a really good singer. He does really awesome music. And essentially, he sings songs about his two puppies. And it's just... They're like... they're both Chihuahua crossed with... Pomeranians.
Cute.
And it's just, when I'm sad, I'll be like, nothing's going to make me happy. But then literally I will go on the TikTok and just rewatch all of the videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, suddenly my depression is cured.
My favorite is the lip getting stuck on the teeth.
Sometimes my lip gets, why am I singing so much? Guys.
This is a new podcast. You're just trying to get picked up by a record label.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Email me, Portia can sing z with a Z on the end. I don't know why. No. I'm really tired today. Yeah. So I think I'm making a lot of really dumb jokes.
No, that's I don't think we ever make good jokes. So
yeah.
We're staying on brand.
That's part of the charm.
Yes, hopefully. That's what we think. People are like, no, I skip
through everything until you get to the good shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Until you get to the trauma.
Speaking of trauma, what book are you listening to at the moment?
Oh my God.
I've listened to it. It's actually a really good example of a narcissistic mother.
Well, a sociopathic mother.
Yeah, and like gaslighting and like all sorts of manipulation in that book, actually.
Yeah, lots of very prime examples.
I couldn't stop listening.
I know. Again, trigger warning for abusive.
Everything.
Yeah, trigger warning for everything except rape, pretty much, in this book. But it's called If You Tell by Greg Olson. Olson is spelled O-L... S-E-N, yeah, I think so. I'm listening to it on Audible at the moment, but it's essentially about this woman, Michelle Notek. She lived in America, and she basically is a sociopath.
Yeah.
She would abuse her kids, and she's finally in jail. Spoiler alert. and she essentially abused her three daughters. She also kind of abused her husband, but her husband was part of the abuse to the children.
Kind of an enabler.
Yeah, he was a bit of an enabler. And she also brought her friends, like a couple of friends, air quotes, to live with her in the house and killed them.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
It's really
an amazing book. Like, it's a really good story.
Yeah.
But it's very...
It's true, just by the
way. Yeah, it's a true story. And it's very detailed, and it's very, at times, hard to listen to or read.
The level of abuse is just, like, I don't know how those girls...
Survived.
Like,
this is the thing. People survive, like, so many fucked up things. Like,
I know. And I try not to get into that frame of mind where I'm like, well, mine wasn't that bad, so it must not be bad at all. Like, it's hard to remember that everything's relative. But, like, to know that they're, like, have you listened to that I Survived podcast?
Yeah, it's a really good podcast.
Yeah, it's basically female survivors tell their story of surviving the most fucked up things, like a man coming and attacking a woman with a machete, and she's now doing like victim advocacy work afterwards, and you know, all these people who just go through these horrific,
the worst possible things you can imagine,
horrific events, and then come out of it, you know, somehow traumatized,
and somehow like still on their feet,
and it's just like,
not that I'm like, I don't want to paint it like
all people should emulate that.
Oh no, not even that, but like, I don't want to paint it like it was all easy for them. Like, obviously I'm sure it was so fucking hard for them to come out of that, but it's just nice to see that people keep going.
Like, very inspiring.
Yeah
it is quite inspiring. We are going to be watching the new season of Big Mouth after this, aren't we?
Yeah, we're trying to get it out the way before the...
Yeah, we're like, let's quickly record. Let's quickly record.
Yeah.
So we can go and watch Big Mouth season 4.
Yeah, we're very excited. So I don't know if any of our listeners would watch it. It's pretty cringy. I don't know.
It's hilarious. Cringy.
It's hilarious.
I'm sorry, but like...
No, I think it's funny.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah. It's just like I know some people
aren't into like adult cartoon
and
shows.
Adult humor. Like, it's very like, I think in like the first or second episode, there's like giant sized dicks like playing basketball. Like,
yeah. and in the third season, it's like, cause it's, for those who don't know, can you explain it?
Yeah. It's a show about these kids who are they're like teenagers, like 12, 13, 14, and they're going through puberty, and they have something called a hormone monster who like makes them feel like horny randomly, or makes them like say stupid things, or like, it's really, really funny.
It's really, really well done.
It goes through like one of the girls getting her first period, and it's like really relatable. And like,
and then there's also the one where the girl who got her period in the later episode, it's like how to have an orgasm, and there's like it's Kristen Wiig, who is fucking amazing, but it's like a cartoon vagina doing a game show where it's like a yodeling man that goes to the top of that goes to the top of the mountain
to orgasm. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And, oh my god. Yeah. There's a lot of like big names in it too.
What's the comedian's guy? I can't remember. What's his name?
Oh, Nick Kroll.
The other one?
who
plays Andrew?
John Mulaney?
Yeah, John Mulaney.
Yeah, he's in it. And then I think Seth Rogen's in the new season.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people.
And Bubble Bath. The one that who says Bubble Bath.
I can't remember her
name. She was in she's been in Bridesmaids.
Yeah. She was the one getting married, but I can't remember her name.
Yeah, she's fucking hilarious. Anyway, yeah, if anybody knows, yell at us from...
through your phones.
Yeah, yell at us through your phones.
But yeah, no, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get your Spotify Wrapped?
Yes.
Did you do your Spotify Wrapped? Who's your top artist? Let me guess. BTS.
Yeah. I haven't actually said on the podcast about my...
BTS obsession? No.
I'm not obsessed. I'm not obsessed. No, yeah.
She is obsessed.
I am obsessed. Yeah, it was a lot of BTS. Like, yeah,
but that's okay.
I never said it wasn't. Are you inferring that it's not okay?
A little, no.
No, yeah, lots of BTS. Lana Del Rey, even though she's supposed to be cancelled or whatever, so for saying some troubling things, but I could call her my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Who else was online? My Chemical Romance, again, showing my age.
Well, the age in which you were a teenager.
Yeah, and I'm still holding on to that with a small, tight grip to just be an ignorant teenager again.
Yeah, it was cool as well. We got a Spotify Wrapped for the podcast, which I thought was really cool.
Mm.
I didn't think that would be a thing, and then another podcast I follow showed theirs, and I was like, oh, cool, like, we must have one.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't that, massive, yeah.
It wasn't that interesting,
it was
to be
just
honest.
Countries, how many minutes or episodes or something that we released, like, and I was like, thank you. Yeah, but maybe if we, like, in another year or so, maybe we'll have more stats and stuff, like, maybe they show more, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope. What was your Wrapped like?
Oh, it was good. I knew what the top ones would be because Taylor Swift released Folklore and Hayley Williams released Petals for Armor, and both of those albums got me through this year. So
yeah,
Taylor Swift is my top.
You can always tell though who's going to be your top artist of the year because they're releasing new albums. So if they release a new album, they're going to be your top artist.
Yeah, like the year 21 Pilots released. Oh my god, what was their last album called?
Zip and Non-Streak. Anyway, buy my record, guys.
The album. What was the album called?
Oh my god, I can't remember.
Neither can I. Anyway.
Okay, so this is one of those moments that people on podcasts talk about.
I'm actually going to look it up like right now, but the year they released that album, it was my top, and all my top songs were...
I feel like it's like Ravens something. No, it's not.
It's not. It's Trench.
Oh, that's right.
That was going to annoy the shit out of me. When they released Trench, it was all my top. And to be fair, 21 Pilots was usually at the top. And this year they weren't. Oh my god.
Traitor. Judas, no. But
one interesting thing that I found was that my minutes listening to podcasts, I don't know if this is a lot. I don't know what yours were. It was 21,334 minutes, which I feel like is a lot. But over the course of the year, maybe not. But I listen to podcasts when I do, like, everything. Like, cleaning around the house, studying, playing The Sims, like, doing the dishes, walking, running, like, everything.
Yeah.
So, driving. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
But, yeah, it does. What were your top podcasts?
Case File True Crime was the top one.
Yeah, same.
Which is my favorite one.
Oh, no, Last Podcast on the Left was the top one
That's
for me.
That's right, yeah. And then what was the other one at the top? Oh, it was Fake Doctors, Real Friends, which is the
Scrubs
one. Generation Y, QAnon Anonymous, and our podcast.
Yeah.
Which actually we were going to mention. It's so cool. People have been tagging us in their Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, honestly, I'm just so like.
It's been so cool, like, to see.
It's also just weird because when did we start this? April?
No, it was after.
Just when lockdown finished.
It was after my birthday.
When's your birthday?
No, actually it was before because Bridie came up. She came up after my birthday. So yeah, it was end of April, maybe beginning of May.
Yeah. But it's pretty exciting to think that in that time.
Yeah.
That short-ish space of time. I mean, it's more than half a year. Wow, we've been doing this for more than half a year.
I know, that's so weird.
Oh, I'm getting so old.
Shut up. It was the 12th of May was our first episode.
Yeah, but the fact that we've been doing this for more than half a year and to have, it's just crazy to me that people
follow
that we
us,
were in,
listen to us.
Yeah, that people were, we were in people's Spotify Wrapped enough, like they listened
to us. Actually, that's
enough.
A good point. Because it was only half the year.
Yeah.
The podcast at the top of mine, because our podcast wasn't at the top, but the podcast at the top of mine, I've been listening to every single day this whole year.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise it was at the top. But, wow, I didn't actually clue on to that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, shout out to the true...
you guys, yeah.
True fans.
Holy crap.
But it is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
That people listen. I just think it's weird that people listen to us.
Yeah, I do as well.
Like,
just strangers around the world.
Yeah. But I feel like I am a part of something now.
Well, this is what I always like to say to people if they message or email and say, like, that they relate to us or, like, they felt lonely and then they heard us. It's like, I feel like we're part of this big, like,
community, like a club, like
literally, wait, a no contact club?
Wait, did you just say the no contact
club? But with like an asterisk, like, but it's okay if you're not no contact. Yeah.
Like, this is an umbrella term for narcissists.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a catchy title that we liked. But yeah, like, we don't shame anyone. If you're still in contact, that's 100% your. Like
your prerogative.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, I was about to sing Britney Spears. I can't stop singing. I'm so tired.
Anyway.
I think we should, before our disclaimer.
Yeah.
We haven't got really many notes for this episode, guys. We're just going, from the title, we're just going to use this as an episode to finish off.
The year.
The year. To have some laughs, or maybe laughing at us.
Definitely laughing at us.
Yeah. So
let's get into it.
Mm.
Hey, while we are knowledgeable about this stuff because of our collective experiences, we aren't professionals. We research what we talk about, and our references are in the show notes. But please don't take anything we say as gospel. If you feel like you need support, you can reach out to us at thenocontactclub@gmail.com. Or see the links in the show notes. Thanks.
Portia and I just decided that we can't keep starting the episodes with, so this week, and now I don't know how to start it.
All right, guys, get into it. We're going to read you some shit. No.
No. So, we wanted to start this random episode with a couple of emails we've gotten.
No, this episode is fluid and planned, and
we are reading this word for word.
I am running on 100% sleep.
No,
we're fine.
Shush, shush, shush. It's okay. we just wanted
just close
to
your eyes. Close your eyes.
We just wanted to read a couple of emails, not full emails, but
just snippets.
Little snippets that we thought were really worth sharing, and both the people that we're sharing from have given us permission. So,
and I just want to say also,
yeah,
I know that we do only read snippets from your guys' emails that you send us, but we just want you guys to know that we hear everything that you're saying.
Well, we respond to them.
Yeah, sometimes we share just snippets of them because otherwise I feel like it would be too
sometimes they're long, sometimes not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes we just
need to condense them down.
You know, maybe there's only one or two lines that are really relatable for everyone, and maybe other things are more personal. So
continue,
but we do read all the emails,
yeah,
because they're so nice. So the first one is from someone called Jennifer in Florida. So what she said was, one of the biggest things I've suffered with was that I'll never have the mother-daughter relationship that a lot of friends I grew up with did. I'm married, but still feel all alone in the world. I didn't grow up with a big family. It was just me and my mum the majority of my life. I was the invisible child. And then she added, and P.S., don't apologize so much. Stop saying sorry for the most menial things. Sorry, saying sorry for the most menial things is, I believe, because of the trauma. I do it too, because we all had to be small and not make waves, or else all hell would break loose. Which I was about to apologize for clearing my throat. I still feel like I should, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I say sorry way, way too much all the time.
Do I say sorry a lot?
No, I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't think you do.
I think we say sorry a lot when we interrupt each other.
Yeah, like on here.
As in when I interrupt you, because that's mostly what happens.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think you do outside of this, though. I know I do. I say sorry a lot. I get told off by one of the kids I look after. And he's always like, stop saying sorry. Why did you say sorry for that? I'm like, I don't know. Don't talk to me like that. You're 13. Don't tell me.
I just want to placate everyone.
Yeah.
Is that how you say placate?
Placate.
I just want to make everyone okay.
Yeah. It's really hard, like, to get out of that habit. Like, I remember you've told me lots of times over the years, stop saying sorry so much. Yeah. And sent me videos and stuff. But it hasn't worked. Yeah. I still am a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should do a people pleaser episode.
Oh, like the fawn.
Yeah.
Fawn, what is it? People please? Fawn? No. It's freeze.
Oh, freeze, fight.
Freeze, flight, fawn.
We promise when we do the episode on it, we will research it a lot more than us going, is it freeze, flight?
Freeze is when you, like, stand still. And then fawn flight is when
an animal.
Yeah, flight. Fawn anyway. Is a deer. Oh, it's not a deer, is it?
Okay.
Anyway, back to Jennifer's email. I'm really sorry, Jennifer. We're going to get there.
Thank you for your email. I think the apologizing too much thing is probably very, very common among children of narcissists. Like, for the exact reason she says, we all had to be small and not make waves or else all hell would break loose. And I think unless you are maybe the, like, problem child who kind of rebels against it all.
Me?
Actually, yeah. That's why you don't say sorry all the time.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
You have to.
That is true. But yeah, I really resonate with what Jennifer's saying here, where she said, you know, the biggest things that she's suffered with is that she'll never have a mother-daughter relationship that a lot of friends that she grew up with did. And I really, like, I feel that.
And it always makes me think that to me is a good example of how this is not an easy choice to make, because I would love to have a mother-daughter relationship that you see in movies or in, like, Friends or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the family I work for, who are forever my comparison family, but the mum has this great relationship with both of her daughters.
Yeah.
And I want that. Like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
But it's not possible for either us or Bridie right now because of how our mum is and because of the situation.
Yeah.
So it definitely is very hard. It's kind of like grieving in a way. Like, you've got to mourn the loss of
something that never was.
Yeah.
Because
even if you were close to your mum, because me and mum were.
Well, all of us were, I would say. We're close in a way that toxic families are close.
Yeah, and we were still being manipulated. It was still not a healthy relationship compared to other people who might have that healthy mother-daughter relationship. So yeah, there's definitely, I think we'll probably do, I would like to do anyway, an episode on like grief and grieving
what was,
or what could have been, what you missed out on, like there's a lot of grief involved, I think, in
did Jennifer write in the rest of the email that she was no contact?
Actually, no, I don't think she mentioned it.
Because I think that's also a part of it where you, by deciding to go no contact or deciding that that relationship is only ever going to be what it is right now and it's never going to get better, I think that's like a grieving process in itself. It's like you saying that I'm washing my hands of this kind of thing. I'm deciding that
no more,
that enough is enough, that I'm ending the relationship here, or I'm ending the opportunity for growth here, I think.
Yeah. And cutting off that narcissistic supply that we've talked about as well.
Like
cutting it off at the source.
Yeah. And I think that's like such a hard thing to do, is like feeling like you are essentially giving up on the relationship. Like you're saying, I can't change you. I've tried. And
it's not worth it for me to try anymore.
Yeah. And it's kind of like,
it is a really fucking hard thing to do. Like, I think people on the other side of this, other siblings, your parents, you know, family relatives, aunties, uncles, cousins, they kind of look at it like, oh, what a bitch. Like, how could you do that?
That's your mother.
Like, yeah. But it's like, actually, it was a really hard thing to do. Like, I remember crying and shaking, and I...
And even now.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm like, what, 1.5
years? No, I'm nearly 2 years.
So it's more than 1.5 years.
Yeah, you're more than me.
Oh, I'm 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. But even now, after 2.5 years, I'm still arguing with myself about my decision. I'm still arguing with myself and having conversations with myself about the guilt that I feel or the the feeling of, like, I just want a mum
kind
of thing.
And, you know? And it's so – I think it's very easy for those people to sit back and be like, oh, what a bitch, or whatever they want to say.
You know, it's your mum.
Yeah, like
– that's such a –
it's easy for you to sit there and say that. But it's so much harder for us to break the cycle and step out of it and make those decisions for yourself rather than just, like, following blindly and, yes, mum, and, you know, putting up with shit that you should not put up with.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But in saying that, I'm not in any way shaming those who are still in contact.
Like, yeah.
People have their own reasons for being in contact, and I do not,
neither
of us shame anyone. I actually wanted to bring this up because I saw a post on Instagram the other day, but it was talking about no contact shaming, like shaming those who are still in contact.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't want it to ever come across like we are looking down our nose at people who are still in contact for whatever reason. Like I'm 31. Like, it took me such a long time to go no contact. Maybe you can never go no contact and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
yeah.
When we're talking about narcissists, it's such a complex issue.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, I know we say this all the time, but it's not black and white. There's not one size fits all in terms of a solution to this. Like, I feel like I see narcissism and toxic family dynamics and everything almost on a spectrum where it's like you can be on one end or completely the other end and it looks entirely different.
Yeah.
And your experiences are entirely different and the circumstances under which you are experiencing, you know, that trauma, that abuse or whatever is huge.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there isn't a magic solution to be like, we're all the same, this is going to be fixed.
Exactly.
It's not that way at all. Whatever works for you, works for you.
The person that our next email is from actually mentioned something about this. She said, while my experience isn't exactly, I'll give her name and stuff after, but her name's Megan.
Mm-mm.
She told us how to say it, and I'm scared we're going to say it the wrong way. Because she said, my name is pronounced Megan, not like Megan, but I think our accent.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it's Megan.
Megan.
Oh my God, I feel so sorry.
So in New Zealand. In New Zealand, we pronounce M-E-G-A, wait.
We spell M-E-G-A-N is Megan.
In New Zealand.
Yeah, whereas M-E-A-G-A-N is probably Megan.
Yeah.
Or Megan. I don't know. I'm really sorry
we've butchered your name. In New Zealand, it's the way that we pronounce Megan is Megan.
Yeah.
But obviously hers is pronounced differently. So we're going to.
I think it's Megan.
Soldier through.
Yeah, and we're really sorry.
We're really sorry if we pronounce it wrong, but it's Megan.
Yeah.
All right. That's supposed to be an American accent. That was terrible.
Yeah, we could just rip Megan from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a terrible accent too.
Okay, so what were you talking about?
No. Immediately, all of our American listeners are
like,
turning off.
I'm fucking switching this off right now.
So this isn't the portion that I wanted to read, but this goes on from what we were talking about. She says, while my experience isn't exactly the same, but really all of our journeys have divergences. So there's so many parallels and stuff between different people and their experiences, but it's not one size fits all.
Yeah, and there's a line that I've read a couple of times where it's like, paraphrasing. Essentially they're saying like every situation is different, but it's like they're all reading from the same handbook.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
It's like you can see the same trends and patterns and behaviors and mm-hmm. how the abuse sort of presents itself, but it's all so different.
So Megan's email, once again, she gave us permission. She's from Minnesota. The snippet I wanted to read was, one of the biggest parallels I noticed right away was with Portia. growing up, I was treated like I had an anger slash rage problem, and I believed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I grew up, moved out, and started self-reflecting in therapy that I realized I wasn't the whole problem. And I say the whole problem because I truly believe there are always things we as individuals can improve upon
within ourselves.
Yeah. So I really wanted to bring that up, mostly because of the whole anger thing, and I know you have a lot of thoughts on that.
That was like, when I read that, I'm like, that's straight out of my brain.
Because
I think Megan touches on like a really strong issue that I have with my experience with mum. Mm. Because, you know, of course, mum said to me, you know, I've got anger issues, I have a rage problem. And
I think you've internalized that a lot.
Yeah, I really have internalized that a lot. And it's only now that you know, I'm in therapy and I'm working on myself and
working self-reflecting and
that I've realized that I wasn't the whole problem. Like that whole thing of saying the whole problem is 100% valid. Like it's 100%, I believe, the right way to phrase it, because I hate the saying it takes two to tango, but it really truly does. I guess as children we can't put that blame on ourselves because we weren't given the tools to emotionally regulate ourselves.
And the adults in the situation know better.
And should not put you in that position. But, you know, growing up into a young adult and then an adult and then, you know, me being a 25-year-old woman still reacting and having that reactiveness and having those, you know, outbursts of rage, I was part of that and like I shouldn't have behaved that way. Obviously I didn't have the tools at the time to understand that my response wasn't great, and I didn't have the tools to regulate my emotions in that way, but it's like I still did that. And I can 100% say that if I had responded differently with the tools that I've got now and you know, being in therapy and working on myself, it probably would have been a very different story.
But you've always, I feel like anyway, I feel like you've always been really upfront about where you've been at fault. Like when you had fights with mum and then you'd come to our house, you'd be like, no, I fucked up. I did this and I shouldn't have, or I said this, or, you know, whatever.
I think I didn't do that.
Excuse me.
I didn't do that in the beginning.
Yeah.
I never did that in the beginning where I would get into arguments and then I would say, no, mum's in the wrong. I did nothing wrong, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's like, as I started becoming more aware of narcissism and started doing research into that, and it started getting worse and worse and worse with mum, it was then that I kind of clicked where I'm like, actually, I'm at fault here too.
Yeah.
I'm a grown woman. Yeah. I shouldn't be acting this way.
And that's really such a good point. That whole self-reflection of like, I'm a grown woman, I shouldn't be acting this way, because narcissists cannot do that.
Yeah.
When have you known mum to be like, oh, I fucked up? If ever she says, I fucked up, I did something wrong, it's to get something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you said you were going to do this for me. Well, I'm mad at you. Oh, I'm sorry I did that. Can you help me now? Like, you know, that was real basic.
But... Yeah. And I know I'm like going on a rant here.
No, that's fine.
but also, because, you know, when Megan's saying, I truly believe there are always things we as individuals can improve upon within ourselves, I really like that. Mm. I really, really like that. Mm. Because one thing I try to steer away from is this label of victim. And I know we've talked about this previously where I think I've said, you know, there can be this real
tendency?
No, this real sort of woe is me kind of energy to being a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Not in terms of like, of course you can be upset that you're a victim of narcissistic abuse. Like, of course, that's 100% okay. But remaining in that place of victimhood and saying everyone else is at fault and I'm the victim, it doesn't place any pressure on yourself to do any growth from that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like so you have to
be a victim but also grow at the same time.
Yeah, right? And empower yourself to go, what have I done that I can change? What can I do now with my trauma? What can I do now with the information that I have from how I acted then?
Yeah.
And how can I move out of that and grow into you know, healthier version of myself.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. But yeah, I really wanted to point that out. Megan also gave us some really, really good ideas for future episodes too.
Yeah, I really love
her ideas. Yeah,
her ideas.
So we've put them in our giant master list of ideas. Yeah. So, and also if anyone else, like we've had a couple of people email us some ideas, but if anybody else wants to send us ideas, you can, either just on Instagram, Facebook message, or our email address, excuse me, thenocontactclub@gmail.com. So
yeah. Thank you, everyone that's emailed us.
Yeah, so not far. Just the ones we read out.
It's really, there's really so many more that we don't read out, and every single one, it just is.
It's so weird
that people listen to us.
I know. Like, I don't think I'll ever get over that. Like, yeah.
I have moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is normal life. But then I'm like, hang on.
It sounds like we're like celebrities, like not even coming at it from that, but just like that there is a random person somewhere in America who listened to us and then was like, I'm gonna write them an email, and wrote us an email. Like, we're just like two girls from New Zealand. Like,
it's just kind of feels like I know we said this before, but it really does feel like a sense of community. Like, it really does feel like we're part of this club, like with this, you guys, big
friendship group.
Because, like, I think it can also feel a little bit
like weird that people know our names.
Yeah, but I was meaning more like, I think in terms of like when you're listening to podcasts that are super duper popular, like obviously ours isn't as popular as, you know, really
big. Yeah, like big Michelle names. Obama's podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're like sick enough to her though.
Yeah, Michelle Obama and then the No Contact Club.
Yeah.
But I think it can feel very like you're looking at them from afar.
Mm.
But with this kind of with us, I really feel like hopefully people will feel like they're with us in this.
Yeah.
Because it's not just us going, this means this and da 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 da.
Yeah.
We're speaking from experience and being as vulnerable as we allow ourselves to be.
We should create like a quiz, like, are you a Chloe or a Porsche?
Yeah.
Like a BuzzFeed quiz. And the questions can be like, do you have a cat or a dog?
Is your cat called Sirius or is your dog called Georgia?
Or like, are you a people pleaser or do you say, fuck you?
Do you have bouts of extreme rage or do you have bouts of extreme depression? Well, I have also bouts of extreme depression.
I don't know if I have bouts of extreme rage. I get angry, but...
Do you have bouts of extreme rage and depression or just bouts of extreme depression?
And a little bit of rage.
Yeah.
No,
I get fucking... I hate that since my diagnosis of borderline personality, since then... I see so much of myself in my diagnosis.
Oh, really?
And I fucking hate it.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because I want to like prove it wrong and be like, see,
I'm fine.
I don't do this shit.
I don't need you.
I literally, the other day I was getting dinner for us and I was getting angry with random people in the store. Oh, yeah,
you were telling me this.
I was getting randomly angry with people in the store for no good reason, not externally angry.
Yeah.
I was just having arguments with them in my head. About what could happen. And then I didn't want them to come talk to me, even though they weren't going to come talk to me. And so I was pulling like a sour face in the fish and chip shop. I was like, I'm going to make a really angry face. So if they're going to come and talk to me and start this argument that I'm imagining, that they get too scared. I was like pulling this horrible face in the fish and chip shop.
Oh my
this woman
God.
Looks at me and I'm like, oh, maybe I should stop.
What do I actually look like to other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we both kind of get a bit depressed around holidays, eh? Like Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why this episode was late, because I was just like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I am depressed and want to stay in bed.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Like, I get depressed around, like, my birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah. It's almost like I don't care. Like, I just don't care about it.
Yeah.
Which is probably... depression. I mean, I'm lucky though. I've got Ellen.
Yeah.
And you have
my cat
and us.
Yeah. I was actually talking to Katie today about how both of us are so happily single. And I feel like that's such a...
I don't need anybody.
I don't need a man. Whatever. No, I feel like that's such a cliche, but it really truly is. And I think part of the reason why I'm like, I really don't want anyone in my life that way is because I'm so set in my own way of life in terms of like, I live alone and I fucking love it. Mm. I've got my cat. I don't share my bed with anybody. Like, I couldn't imagine anything worse than sharing my bed with someone at the moment. You know, I've got my own little routine and I don't have to compromise for anyone. Yeah,
or answer to anyone.
Yeah, and don't have to, you know, compromise on my time for anybody. It's like I literally have myself and the friendships and relationships that I have outside of that. And you know, I'm...
happy with that.
Yeah, happy with that. I couldn't ever imagine getting into a relationship and having to compromise.
Yeah, I know.
It's so unusual for me.
I think there's real power in that, though. Like, I know it's that real, like we said, that real there's cliche thing. There's real
power in that, guys.
Shut up. But I think there is. I think it's, yeah. Also, sharing a bed sucks.
Ellen's don't listening to this, like, crying Ellen. Into her book.
Don't tell her.
Yeah.
We mentioned it a little bit before, but it's coming up. December like 27th or something is 2 years no contact for me,
honestly,
which is so weird. I feel like it's gone really fast, but at the same time I feel
so like it slow hasn't.
yeah it's weird. Yeah. And mum reached out to both of us this year.
Let's do a year in review.
January.
January. I woke up on the 1st of January.
So she texted me on my wedding anniversary, but it was like a couple of days after. It wasn't even the right day.
Yeah.
And I just didn't reply.
And then she reached out to me my birthday when I was in hospital.
Yeah.
For my issues.
Tonsil issues, yeah.
Yeah. And weird. Reached out and said something like, happy birthday. I don't know. I really need to block her number again. Yeah. Just FYI, guys, block their numbers if you're no contact.
Yeah.
The only reason why I didn't was because I got a new phone. Cell phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just forgot to add her number and to block it. And so now I've got that message from her and I'm like, ooh.
I know.
I don't want this.
I know.
I don't need a reminder that you're once again using language that is... looks like an apology on the surface, but is really...
remember when she was like, I'm so sorry you feel like you can't be around me, like putting it all on you. Like,
I'm sorry that you feel you can't be around me.
Yeah, not that, I'm sorry I fucked up so bad you don't want to be around me anymore.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I fucked up so bad that three of my daughters are now no contact and don't speak to me and don't want to be around me because I'm toxic.
Yeah, we didn't all just decide on our own that we're going to be bitchy and stop talking to her.
Yeah,
there was reasons.
Yeah, there was many reasons.
Yeah,
honestly though, this year has been fucked
the whole year. Like
like it's such a cliche, like, oh fuck 2020, but like honestly fuck 2020.
Yeah, like just like globally there's been so much shit going on, but also like personally as well, like it feels like one thing after another.
Yeah, because I know that I've talked to probably a lot about my BPD, but I feel weird talking about it now, but for when was it?
It was May. It was not end of May after my birthday.
End of May. Yeah.
I ended up having five episodes in.
Yeah. In May, there was a time where you guys were saying I lost my voice and I was away for ages, but I actually ended up having a mental breakdown and went into a psych ward. And that was when I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. So honestly, this year has been fucked.
Yeah, it's been really...
We also
lost our grandma.
Yeah.
Feel
sorry for us, guys.
Yeah, this is not a pity party.
No, it's not a pity party. It's just to say, fuck 2020.
Yeah.
And I really want 2021 to bring some good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about literally the week you went into the psych ward. I had started writing an episode about the repercussions on, like, your mental health around...
like the repercussions of growing up with a narcissistic mother.
Yeah, and then it was
and
like...
then I went into the psych ward.
And I was like, no. It was a lot. It was too much.
Honestly, I was such a little shit when I was in there. I was such a little shit. I made all the nurses' lives a living hell. There was only one nurse that was like very, she was lovely. But everyone else, I would yell. I was just like, yeah.
Or like when we were supposed to have a family meeting and they wouldn't let you have a smoke and you're like, well, I'm not going to the family meeting then. And I was like, will you just do it?
Yeah.
Fuck. That was fun. It was a fun time, guys. It was so much
fun.
It was a fun time.
And then I got my voice back afterwards. No. Yeah. No, it's good to laugh about it.
It is, yeah.
It's not going to happen again, hopefully. No, and I think it's been good in the long run to have experienced that and to have the diagnosis that I had coming out of it because of the fact that I feel like that has given me the space to put a label on so many things that I've experienced throughout my life.
And it also forced you to face stuff that you didn't want to face.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you just were like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. It's all good. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot more growth for me coming in 2021 in terms of like therapy.
Studying.
Yeah, studying in terms of, you know, getting my medication to a place where I'm stable. Stable,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's been a shit year.
It has. It's almost over, guys.
Yeah, it's almost over. But at least, you know, the good thing that's come out of this is Donald Trump is going to finally say goodbye.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. Well, what is he going to do?
I know. It's
handcuff himself to
He said, the bed? Oh, what did he say? It was. He was like, I would rather attack democracy, or I'd rather go against democracy than concede. And it's like, you're literally a dictator. Like,
yeah.
God damn.
No, he's just a wannabe Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he's
literally just a wannabe Kim Jong-un.
Oh, man, America, please. yeah. So I know we mentioned, like, Megan having the ideas for future episodes and stuff, but we wanted to mention some of the ideas that we do have.
Yeah, we have some just to give you exciting content coming up
for 2021. So one really big one I can't wait to do is financial abuse. We have a lot to say on that.
We're going to have, but it's hard because both of us really want to keep the anonymity of people that don't want to be involved in this podcast that are involved with us as much as we can. And I think there are certain issues like financial abuse and things like that we really
have to tread lightly
and watch our words.
Yeah. And also,
because I respect people who don't want to be a part of this.
People without sounding like condescending, the people who, you know, stories are about or whatever, some of them are still in that dynamic of manipulation and devaluation and all that stuff, so they're not at a point where they can even recognize something as abuse. So it's we got to tread lightly, but
we do have some exciting stuff coming up. Financial abuse,
triangulation's another one. Yeah, like a good deep dive on that.
Narcissistic rage, that was one thing that Megan mentioned that we should do, and I'd actually been reading a few articles about narcissistic rage. Which I think would be a really interesting one, because I think it is something that people don't have a name for. They know it exists because they're existing in this space where there is this narcissistic rage, but there's no word for it, if you know what I mean.
Another one, we've already done parental alienation, but we kind of wanted to do a little bit more because we recently got given a lot of great resources by Amanda Sillars. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's Sillars.
You can find her on Facebook.
Yeah. Or at EMMM. So EMMM.org, which is the Eeny Meeny Foundation. And they have a lot of great resources about parental alienation.
Yeah. Because I know that when, again, we've said this before, but when we're doing this podcast, some of the stuff, I mean, there's a lot that we already have prior knowledge about, but there's also a lot that we're learning as we go, in terms of like doing our research and things like that. And I do feel like now, after seeing Amanda's website and looking into her content and looking into the sources and studies that she sent us, I really do feel like we could do a better job of parental alienation.
Yeah.
Do a better job at representing what it is rather than the limited knowledge that we had before.
Yeah. But also there is so much information in general that it's kind of hard for us to get everything into one episode, you know? So we sort of,
that's why we've kind of avoided talking about like doing an episode on no contact yet, because
it's a big one.
It's a big one. Mm. Like there's so much information and,
but we will eventually.
Yeah. And we don't want to like have episodes drag out for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Like,
like this one actually is starting to be, but that's okay. It's the end of the year.
Like I'm drinking my Coke Zero. Actually, my glass is empty. Yeah.
And I'm drinking water. We wanted to as well, just before we finish up, say a couple of shout outs to people who have really, like made us just feel part of a community and who have just been so nice, a
community
to us.
Community online.
Yeah, Instagram and things like that. Do you want to do the first one?
Yeah, so we wanted to shout out to one account that she's been quite active in like engaging with us.
Yeah.
And you know, she posts amazing content, a lot of, you know, social justice issues that she talks about. She does a lot of like hot takes or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, her content has been really helpful to me in terms of opening my eyes to certain things. Her name is Kelly and her handle is at Kelly in Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Oz is spelled O-Z. I found her content really, really helpful and I was quite like happy that she followed us back when we followed her, because I really admired her strength in talking about certain issues and being loud and being, you know, inclusive and all of that. So if you guys are interested in, you know, social justice stuff, you know, feminism, Black Lives Matter, all of that good stuff, go and check her out. Kelly in Oz. Kelly.in.oz.
Yeah. Oh, Oz is O-Z.
Yeah.
The other one we wanted to mention, we've mentioned before, is Kristen at Your Uncomfort Zone Pod. We've mentioned her before.
Actually, she just did an episode on narcissism. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's on my
to listen to list.
I have it downloaded on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think she'll have some good stuff to say about that.
Yeah, she's been so supportive and just really, really lovely.
Yeah.
She actually did an episode just recently as well about apologizing and forgiveness. Yeah. Is that the one you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, I really appreciate her support that she's given us. Yeah,
definitely.
And her podcast is really good as well. We're just so blessed.
I know. It feels like that. And then there's also people who maybe don't have a platform or anything. They're just really, really supportive. They respond to our Instagram stories, really engage with our account. And we really, really appreciate, like, they give us feedback, give us book recommendations. They let us know that we're being heard. So, you know, we wanted to just shout out anybody who contacts us, like, we want you to know that we hear you too, you know, and we really appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah, honestly.
It means a lot.
Every single time we get an email, every single time someone messages us on Instagram, on Facebook.
I'll always message, or Portia will message, did you see that email?
Yeah, because it really does just feel like we're not talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
And it really does feel like it's this club that, I know we've said that so many times this episode.
Yeah, but it's true.
It does feel like this club that we've created with all of you guys. And to hear the stories that people have sent us of, you know, the strength that people have.
Mm.
And, you know, there are people who have emailed us, a lady emailed us that was 61.
Yeah.
And she had been no contact for such a long time. And to hear that we're reaching people from all walks of life and, you know, all backgrounds and that you guys are resonating with what we say, it honestly is just...
makes us really happy. Wouldn't it be cool if we could... It probably will never happen because we live in Middle Earth, but we could do like if we had like a big meetup and we could just meet people and like talk in person and eat food.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Honestly, that would actually be really fun.
Just like real chill.
We could be like, so what's your trauma?
Yeah.
Let's share our trauma. Let's
go around the circle, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really appreciate it. So if you maybe once
COVID is over,
yes,
we can talk about it. Do a New Zealand meetup, and then we'll do an international meetup.
Yeah. And we'll be raising funds for that because it's expensive to travel. Yeah,
so donate to our Patreon. Anyway,
we don't have a Patreon. So if you guys do have any ideas for episodes, feedback, you can email us at thenocontactclub@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at thenocontactclub, same on Facebook.
Yeah.
Feel free to tag us if you
tag us in your
Spotify Wrapped.
Tag us in your Spotify Wrapped.
So our next episode will be on or around January 5th. Ellen and I are going away for most of December and yeah, we're just taking a bit of a mental health break and
And let's hope that in the new year, things start getting okay in terms of
quote that one. Start getting okay.
I hope things start getting okay. No, in terms of the pandemic, everybody please stay safe.
Wear a mask.
I know that the holidays are a time that you want to get together with family and stuff, but it's not, your life isn't worth, you know, arguing with your parents over Christmas dinner or whatever. Yeah, please stay safe. Inside,
wear a mask.
Yeah. And for those in New Zealand, well, go out and party because we can. Oh, that sounds so rude.
Yeah, we didn't mean it like that.
But thank you so much, guys.
For this year.
Yeah, this year has been crazy and
unreal.
Honestly, this podcast has just changed our lives, I think, in terms of our own growth and the reach that we've had, and
we really, really appreciate it.
And we really love creating content.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It is really fun. Reach out to us if you want. But if not, then I guess we should say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. If your birthday is during this time period.
However you celebrate or don't celebrate, look after yourselves.
Yeah, and enjoy winter, summer, wherever you are. Happy holidays and stay classy.
Stay classy.